Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Hey, this is great, man.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That cat is deep.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Disaster for the galaxy, Captain.
Pedro Fernandez.
Ha ha! Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk, live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed, undefeated, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now, forget this, 28 years and 1 week. Yes, I'm counting the weeks, 28 years and 1 week. Well, I welcome you to the longest running fight show in history. We've got open phone lines if you'd like to join us. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. I'll get the Twitter thing going in a minute. I'm not a big Twitter guy, so if you want to build things up on Twitter, we can, though. Twitter.com, using the hashtag RingTalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. Of course, you can also drop us an email, RingTalk, one word, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, RingTalk at yahoo.com. Big weekend boxing last weekend, no question about that, of course. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. almost pulling off the miracle, I guess, by knocking out Sergio Martinez in the 12th round. I said almost because he didn't. He came close, but I tell you, that had a lot to do with the fact that Martinez had a hurt knee because Chavez pushed him down in the 11th round. Okay, and it looked like he hurt his leg at that point in time, so he had a bad knee. It's going to be operated on. He'll be out a while, but the bottom line is he won 11 rounds. He took Julio Jr. to school. He took him to school, and he flunked him out. I mean, Julio wasn't in the fight, not for a minute. Not for a minute. I'm telling you, of the prior 33, the last 3 minutes, yeah, he was in the fight. He caught Martinez with a couple of good shots, dropped Martinez at one point in time. It was a nail-biter if you were a Martinez fan, because there at the end, you didn't know, is he going to make it? Is he not going to make it? You're, like, freaking out, okay? I was watching the fight with a friend of mine, and we were just like blown away going back and forth because it had been so one-sided for 11 rounds. It was like Pedro gangster slapping his guys back in the day when I was in my prime. Okay, this wasn't even a contest. And then all of a sudden, round 12, man, it was almost like John Tate and boom, lights out, Mike Weaver, 15th round. I mean, that's what I mean. Or deja vu, Julio Cesar Chavez Sr., and Meldrick Taylor in March of 1990. Of course, Pedro sitting in the eighth row there at the Las Vegas Hilton. And still to this day, I believe that referee Richard Steele made the right call in stopping that fight. As Taylor was looking at his corner man, who was standing on the apron making all kinds of a ruckus. I'm talking about Lou Duva. Instead of looking at the referee, pay attention to the referee. If you don't, the fight will get stopped. That's exactly what happened. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, Tom Baudette. I've been doing this gig so long, I can remember when it was a big deal when Motel 6 put free phones in our rooms. Now I get to announce that our rooms are inside your phone. Yep, Motel 6 now has a mobile app. You can book a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain right from your phone. Download yours from the App Store or Android Marketplace today and start booking. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Yeah, the horns of the mighty, mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If I sound cocky, I'm not really cocky. I'm just brash and I'm bold. And, but I've been doing this 28 years now, so what I'm trying to tell you is I'm knocking out all bums. As I said in the introduction, often imitated but never duplicated. Speaking of a man that's often imitated but never duplicated, let's bring in my first guest of the 1 hour boxing show. Of course, we go 2 hours today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll follow up with an hour of MMA, and we'll bring in the genius himself, the foremost MMA writer in the entire world. We'll talk about the genius, Dave Meltzer, will be here in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But hour number one, we'll start off with KP. And I can't tell you what he's the king of because that's a secret between he and I, but we call him KP. He's Kevin Perry. He works at ringtalk.com. And Kay, first of all, let's talk about last week's results. I mean, everybody's like, some people are clamoring for a rematch. I say we got to add the Mexicans to the rubber room. You know, the rubber room with Pacquiao nuts and Trinidad nuts and people like that. Because these guys, they just went absolutely berserk calling for a rematch, saying the fight, that Chavez was in the fight and the whole nine yards. I think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you think differently, but I think the 12th round was indicative of A, the injury to Martinez's knee, and B, the fact that Martinez wanted to go out there with a bang and take Chavez out. He went for it.
Yeah, I think you could agree. He kind of, I think even before the fight, he said he really wanted to punish Chavez. And I think not just because of Chavez, it was almost like he was punishing the boxing establishment who have really kind of made Chavez out to be something that he really isn't. I mean, reality. I mean, the guy has, almost 50 fights, and it took him 50 fights to actually fight a real quality, elite-level opponent. So it's kind of similar to his father, but his father obviously beat a lot of good fighters. Chavez Jr.
I'm glad you brought up Senior, and you said he beat a lot of good fighters. But can you name any great fighters that he beat there, any Hall of Fame cinchers, anything like that? He didn't beat Pernell Whitaker. He got taken to school, and much like his son did, by Sergio Martinez last week, except he had no triumphant finale as far as the final round was concerned. I mean,
probably the best fighters that Chavez beat were probably Edwin Rosario. He did beat, Hector Camacho.
Yeah, but Camacho, I was there.
Ramirez. All right. And besides those guys, they can't.
Man, I could have beat Ramirez. What are you talking about, beat Ramirez? Don't even bring Ramirez into the scenario. I was so fast around here that they wouldn't let me anywhere near Ramirez in the gym. And we worked out in the same gym for about a year. So I don't want to hear that Jose Luis Ramirez stuff because that guy was slower than molasses. And Camacho in 1992 was way past his peak at that point in time. So I think you got to look back at the Rosario fight as far as being the great fight for Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. Then you got the loss to Frankie Randall. Then you have the headbutt in the second fight, in the fight out in which I had Frankie Randall ahead, but two of the three judges, including, surprisingly, Dalby Shirley of Las Vegas, the same man that had Vito Antifermo beat Marvin Hagler the first time back in 1979, okay? But these two guys ruled against him, and that's where life is. I mean, that's just how can I put this? Don't put it in the judges' hands. I'm going to say that again. We've got a UFC event coming up tonight, and I got to feel the same way because most of the fights that I won, I just overwhelmed guys, Kevin. I didn't want to go to the decision, although all four of my championship, Golden Glove championships, did go to a decision, but that's just sweating it. I mean, I remember knocking guys down in two rounds in Arizona, first two rounds annihilating one guy and losing a split decision, so... You know, getting jobs is just not cool, and it happens so often in boxing. So, you got any alternatives to that? Is there a way we could reduce the amount of jobs that are going off in boxing as far as scoring is concerned, Kevin?
You could kind of do like the old days where they just fight. They fight till somebody gets knocked out. I mean, that's it. The problem with boxing is even good judges. You know, quality judges who are well-respected make mistakes. I mean, sometimes, you know, judges can't even see the action. I mean, some fights, you know, I'll use Prince Charles Williams against James Toney, for example. A lot of that fight was fought in a corner the whole time. Two of the judges could only see Prince Charles Williams' back while Toney was on the ropes in the corner. And I'm sure, you know, if you watch it on TV, you could see that Tony was landing a lot of clean blows. But obviously, you know, the guys, it's really hard to score about if you can't see the action at all, is basically what I'm saying. So sometimes judges make mistakes, and a lot of that is just because of logistically how bouts are viewed. You know, guys are ringside. Sometimes when you're ringside at bouts, it's just really hard to see what's going on. Sometimes it's easier to see what's going on if you actually had a television monitor next to you or something. So maybe that could be an addition to help some of these judges see what's going on when they're at an angle that they can't see the action.
Well, it's an awkward position. I've sat in the front row many times, many, many times, and it's an awkward position compared to being four or five rows back, and especially elevated. I think you should be elevated and four or five and a little bit away from the ring in order to be able to see the entire action. But you know, they've never listened to my suggestions. Okay.
But I think one thing about sitting ringside, the advantage that judges have over people watching at home, and I know this from sitting ringside at many fights, is when you're ringside for a bout, you can hear the impact of the blows. You can see a little bit more the damage that's being inflicted on the opponent and how effective the punches are. When you're watching at home, you kind of... you're kind of at the mercy of a technical director, a guy in a studio that's sitting there picking what angles to show you on television. So everybody is kind of under that same microscope. At a fight, you're under your own personal microscope. And I think sometimes that's why you see you'll see wide scores or scores that differ from what everybody at home watches, because everybody at home is watching through the same lens. So I think people really need to look at that.
All right, we've got a couple of minutes left. Let's talk about Canelo, Saul Alvarez. Of course, he fought last week as well, and it took apart Josito Lopez. Surprisingly, not in the blink of an eye, knocked him down two or three times. Is he progressing by fighting guys that are smaller than him, guys he can just maul?
I don't know if he's... progressing per se in that sense, but I think I don't think the opponent selection is progressing him, but I think he is just progressing as a fighter from what I see. The problem with putting him in with these kinds of opponents that he can just kind of beat up on is you don't really know how well he takes a punch, how well he's going to respond when there's a guy in there that's really, you know, got advantage in speed, or guys who can really, like Erzlani Lahr, for example, fighting somebody like him who really has a technical ability to land on the chin of his opponent, not guys who are just going to go in there and just, you know, try to slap at Chavez. I mean, Alvarez, kind of like Lopez did. Lopez had no power. He wasn't really known as much of a boxer. So he wasn't going to be able to impose his will on somebody that had such a size advantage. Well, and then plus, Lopez isn't a big puncher. So that didn't really put him in Alvarez in harm's way.
Well, I tell you like this. I think Alvarez is as green as guacamole still. And I think that's the reason why they don't want to put him in with Erzlani Lahr or anybody like that. I mean, based on last week's performance of Chavez Jr. against Sergio Martinez, you can sort of see why the Weeby Circus, World Boxing Circus, Weeby Clowns, the World of Bunko and Chicanery, or the World Boxing Council, as it's formerly known, you can see why they operated the way they did with Chavez.
Yeah, you could see that. And I think the thing with Alvarez is really young. He's a good fighter. I think they kind of do some of these fighters a disservice when they kind of stunt their development, having them fight these kind of fighters. Because then when they fight somebody who's not just going to fall down at the first big punch they throw at them, they're going to kind of be in a little bit of trouble. I mean, boxing's a very mental sport for the most part. And if you're hitting a guy with your sledgehammers and you're like, why is this guy not getting hurt? Well, maybe it's because you've been fighting guys that are smaller than you your whole career. So it's kind of the analogy I use with Gary Russell Jr., who's an upcoming prospect. And he's the type of fighter that I see that they're kind of putting him in soft, and maybe it's going to hurt him once he steps up because he hasn't really been fighting any good opponents, and this happens to a lot of fighters who are coddled in their career early.
All right, Kev, got to let you run. Thanks for the work. Always talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Much respect, my man Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com, 1-800-878-7529.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Tell me, Rocky, you got any representation? You have a manager?
No, just me.
Rocky, I've got a proposition I'd like to make to you.
But sparring?
Beg your pardon?
Well, I know you're looking for sparring partners, and I just want to say I'm very available, you know. Sparring with the champ would be an honor, and you know what, Mr. Jerkins?
What?
I wouldn't take no cheap shots either. I'd really be a good sparring partner, you know.
You don't understand me, Rocky. My proposition's this. Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Listen, Rocky. Apollo's seen your fight. He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that you see, I fight in clubs, you know, and I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight. But thank you very much, you know. I appreciate it. You know.
Rocky, do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does. And he's going to prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance.
Little J.B. James Brown.
Got to do something.
The Godfather of Soul by the Tower of Power. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to announce the 25th WBO convention. It'll be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, October 21st through 26th. Pedro will be in the house. I am going on vacation. I'm going to be down there for 5 days, and I'll bring you back a couple of good scoops. It's always fun to go to these conventions. I mean, you know, not when you're being held hostage by a sanctioning body or something like that. In other words, write something good about us or things like that. My relationship with the World Boxing Organization goes back about 15 years now, and I've never had to. They've never sent me anything to write. They've never rapped on any of my opinions. And, of course, I am quite opinionated if you check out my work at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. But the WBO and its honorable president, San Juan, Puerto Rico lawyer I'm talking about, Francisco Paco Valcarcel, celebrate 25 years of the WBO. That'll be October 21st through 26th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, as I alluded to earlier, Sergio Martinez, a unanimous winner last Saturday night in Las Vegas over Julio Cesar Chavez. Martinez now 52-2, 29 KOs. Chavez Jr., 46-1-1, 32 whacks. That was for the World Middleweight Championship. And as I said, everything was, boring until the 12th round, in which Chavez came back and dropped Sergio Martinez. His scores went 117-110, and 118-109 twice. So, you know, Chavez didn't win but one round, period. That was it. Some other good fights tonight, of course, Saul Alvarez, a winner over Joacito Lopez. Now, that's about as predictable as the sun coming up tomorrow and a chicken laying eggs. I'm telling you, it was a mismatch on paper. It was a mismatch in the ring. And I'm telling you, I'm a little bit ashamed that, you know, let me tell you, Saul Alvarez is not a great fighter yet, but he's got good skills. He's appealing, okay? He has a reality show. He does commercials. He does all this stuff in Mexico. And were he to learn English, I mean, he'd make a fortune, okay? But right now, I don't know. Green is guacamole, 41-0-1, 30 KOs, TKO 5, Joacito Lopez.
Johnny Gonzalez was a loser, a technical decision loser, and he lost the WBC 126-pound title. That's featherweights to Daniel Ponce de Leon, 44-4, 36 KOs. Johnny, who spells his name J-H-O-N-N-Y, his parents admit that it was a typo on the birth certificate, and they never bothered to change it, even though other Latino countries do spell the name Johnny, J-H-O-N-N-Y, instead of J-O-H-N-N-Y. Anyway, the bottom line is Gonzalez drops to 52-8, 45 KOs after a technical decision in 8. I'll say this. De Leon's a house fighter. He might have gotten the benefit of a doubt there. Eric Morrell. Time to hang it up. Wasn't he like a 1996 Olympian? I think he was. 46-4, 23 KOs out of Wisconsin. He quit on the stool against Leo Santa Cruz, now 21 and zip, 12 KOs in a draw. He just quit on the stool, and after the fifth round, he said, I had enough, and you know what? Time for Eric Morrell to get a day job. Can you say fries and Coke? Marcos Medina was a winner, of course, the guy that was supposed to fight Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Guerrero came down with an injury, then came back in his next fight and won the WBC welterweight, the vacant WBC welterweight title, of course, against Sukuk Aydin down in San Jose about a month and a half ago. The bottom line is Double M, Marcos Medina, a TKO winner in 8 over Jesus Soto Carras. Carras came in. Carras leaves the ring 26-8, 3 draws and 17 KOs. The time was 43 seconds around number 8. Medina, Double M as I call him, improves to 32-3. Now, the world's best cruiserweight, maybe not. Yoan Hernandez, a Cuban national, guy's like 6'4", 200 pounds, 27-1, 13 KOs, a unanimous winner in 12 over Troy Ross. Troy Ross coming in at 25-2, leaving at 25-3, 16 KOs. Quite controversial. The IBF 200-pound title. Everybody thought it would be easy. It wasn't. The scores were 114, 113, 115, 112, and 116, 112. The bottom line is Ross deserves a rematch. No question about that. Of course, we've got some big fights coming up, and I still have to look back at last week's Julio Cesar Chavez, Sergio Martinez fight and say, yeah, I'm glad it happened to Chavez Jr. I'm sorry. I even bet somebody a soda that we get knocked out. Not that I despise the kid himself, but I despise the boxing establishment and the manner in which they brought him to fruition, to this world title fight, okay? They took the championship away from Sergio Martinez. They just took it from him, okay? And Chavez, all of a sudden, has got the green belt around his waist. He's going around the world. He's making more money than the current champion, the real world middleweight champion, Sergio Martinez. In fact, I heard he got more than Martinez last week. Okay, but the way they brought him along, and then, you know, he's got his flaws, too. He got popped, got pulled over by the cops, I think, in Texas, and that wasn't too cool. And then he tested positive for a diuretic, which is either to lose weight and or mask steroids. This diuretic's one of those steroid masks. Okay? So he got suspended, I think, 8 or 9 months for that in 2008 or 2009. And now last week, he tested positive for pot. And here's where I go against the establishment again. Why are we testing for marijuana? Come on, it's not a performance-enhancing drug. Never has been, never will be, okay? Just won't, okay? And I can't believe that they're going to prosecute yet another fighter. That means a one-year suspension, according to the Nevada State Athletic Commission rules. 1 year. 1 year of your fighting life taken away because one drug takes 35 to 45 days to get out of your system, while another drug can get out of your system in 72 hours. Okay. The bottom line is marijuana is the most benign of all drugs. Take it from a former San Francisco police officer. Okay. I worked in the sheriff's department as well. I'll tell you the truth. I have never, ever, ever, ever was called to a domestic violence case involving marijuana. I wasn't called to any vicious assault cases on the street involving weed. It just didn't happen. Okay. It ain't going to happen. Now, alcohol, methamphetamine, crack, heroin, I mean, you name it. The other side of the spectrum, all lots of calls, lots of violence, but never any violence surrounding marijuana. So why is it still the evil weed? This is no longer the days of reefer madness. This isn't the 20s or the 30s anymore. This is 2012, okay? And if athletes want to burn a little bit, I know MMA fighters are big into weed, especially the sativa strain, because it helps them concentrate. That's what they say. So they're big into weed, okay? Why? If it's medically approved, and some of these guys do have medical approvals for testosterone replacement, okay, which is a steroid. They've got replacement therapy for that. But yet, if they want to relax 3 weeks or a month before a fight and take a couple puffs off a joint, they're going to be suspended for a year. Doesn't make sense. The crime does not fit the time. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to mention that Omar Soto did upset Glenn Donaire. Of course, Glenn Donaire being the brother of Nonito Donaire, the winning WBO 122-pound champion. Anyway, it was unanimous winner was Soto, now 23-9-2. Donaire drops to 19-5-1. He was driving a bus in the East Bay about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. Might be time to go back to driving a bus. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like some free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get free information. Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp at 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Why does sales exec Rob Taylor stay at La Quinta? Because with La Quinta's new mobile site, Rob can hold a room at the last minute with one finger and his phone number.
Bam!
This makes Rob one confident son of a gun. And when Rob's one confident son of a gun, you know what he does in his meeting?
And here's the sales pitch. Oh, that one is crushed.
He knocks it out of the park. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Instant hold your next successful stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Having been to a pair of funerals in the last week, Palomento Fernandez, my uncle, and the great restaurateur, of course, the sponsor of the show, Isaac Mejia of Don Pico's in San Bruno, California. It hasn't been a fun week, per se, but as you get older, you will attend more funerals. You don't get used to it ever, but God bless them both. Palomento Fernandez, my uncle, and Isaac Mejia, King Isaac of Don Pico's. Of course, Don Pico's Mexican Bistro at 461 El Camino Real in San Bruno, California. They really got it going on when it comes to Mexican food, so check them out. DonPicosBistro.com. That's on the web. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're bringing another young man from, of course, the Big Apple. I'm talking about Socrates Palmer, the man with the greatest name in all of in history. Just a great name. Socrates, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Pedro. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, my pleasure.
And, my condolences.
I thank you so much for that. Now, here's what's up. I just got into a big tiff with one of my listeners who dropped me an email saying that that Chavez should be suspended for an entire year for testing positive for weed, this and that. I'm of the opinion that weed is the most benign drug of them all. I mean, we're not talking nicotine, we're not talking alcohol, we're not talking anything that's addictive. And I think if a guy wants, since it stays in the system for up to 45 days, I think it's a little unfair for getting popped for pot. So Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. evidently popped positive for this banned substance, this evil weed, marijuana, and now he's going to be suspended for a year. Do you think the crime fits the time, or am I the time fits the crime, or am I just going too soft on the kid now?
Well, I agree with you in regards to weed being, you know, probably the most benign drug. To me personally, I don't see why it's not legal, and I'm not a pot smoker. I just don't think it should be a banned substance. I guess whatever's on the books, you know, should fit, you know, whatever, that should be Chavez's punishment. I'm not sure if it's a year or 6 months. I think a year suffice because Chavez probably was not going to fight within a six-month period. So I think a six-month suspension is really nothing. So I think a year, I guess, would be the suffice punishment.
I published some pictures of him, a picture taken by ace photographer Marianne Owen. Of course, she's from Las Vegas, Nevada, a former correctional officer, now retired and taking photographs and managing female fighters. But I've got a picture of Chavez up on the website, and it was pretty ugly. He took a horrendous beating for 11 rounds.
Oh, I thought he lost 35 minutes out of 36. I mean, he was whipped from pillar to post, and it's not a knock so much on him, but I think just stylistically, Sergio Martinez does that to anybody. I mean, you know, I think Chavez is a little less than like Kelly Pavlik was when he was in his prime, and Sergio Martinez cut him to shreds. So I'm not surprised. The only reason I think that Chavez did, you know, land the dramatic knockdown was because Martinez was really looking for the knockout himself, and plus a report came out that he had hurt his knee.
Yep.
I think it was in the 10th round he fell for like no apparent reason. So, you know, obviously, you know, your knees are pretty important when you're a mover like Martinez.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some other fights around that weight class. 154 pounds. Miguel Cotto, 37-3, taking on 30 KOs, taking on Austin Trout in the Garden December 1st, 25-0, 14 KOs. Austin Trout is like the true Rodney Dangerfield of boxing. He's a black kid out of New Mexico. Nobody wants to fight him because he's a southpaw. They've been promising him this fight with Cotto, or the WBA champion, for about 2.5 years now. He's secretly held the WBA crown for better than, I think, almost 2 years. So he's like hidden away. Of course, he didn't come off looking great in that one televised fight he had a few months ago. But the bottom line is, he and Cotto, how do they match up December 1st?
I think it's a great matchup. I think that Cotto has definitely a lot of experience against lefties, and he's done well. Zab Judah, Chop Chop Corley. He's fighting in his
Manny Pacquiao.
It made him starve to the weight.
If they'd have fought him at 47, it'd have been different, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Top Rank sold him up the river, no doubt, on that fight. But he's fighting in his hometown. Austin Trout has never, ever been in an environment like the way he's going to be that night.
You know what? You say that, but he went down to Panama and fought a guy for the vacant WBA title, and the guy was from Panama, and you know how the WBA and Panama are like hooked. The WBA of Panama and Venezuela are the trifecta of boxing down there at the southern tip of South America. So the bottom line is, he went in there, and he's went back there, and he's went to Mexico, and he's beaten guys. So And plus, he, you know, according to Andre Ward, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist and the current, of course, world 168-pound champion. I mean, he is the man coming off that knockout of Chad Dawson a fortnight ago in the 10th round. He told me that Austin Trout is the real deal, that Austin Trout can fight, that Austin Trout can take a punch, that Austin Trout can punch if he's put in the right position and he goes for it. In other words, he's willing to gamble a little bit, much like Ward gambled for the first time against Dawson. So Andre Ward thinks the world of Austin Trout. And if anybody knows, Andre Ward does, because they were Olympic, you know, I think he was a runner-up, Trout. So either a runner-up or he didn't place in the Olympics, one or the other. But the bottom line is he was an outstanding amateur. And if Ward gives him this five-star backing, I tend to want to go along with Andre on that one.
No, I agree. I mean, if anyone would know, it would be Ward. However, I'm sure they're very friendly. They, you know, a good friend, so he's not going to talk bad about his friend. But I just think that Miguel Cotto is a Hall of Famer. I mean, you can talk about, I mean, he's going to have the home field, but he's also not fighting a schmo. Okay, so you throw that into the mix, I think Cotto probably stops him. I was impressed by him when he fought Delvin Rodriguez. I think if Delvin wasn't a little bit past his prime, he probably, you know, because what did Trout do? You know, he did nothing. It was supposed to be his coming out party showcase. I think Trout is probably barely in the top 10 at 154, because I would put a couple of guys ahead of him. I would put Lara ahead of him. I would put Canelo Alvarez ahead of him. Obviously, I'm putting Cotto ahead of him. I think the best American, actually 154, might be Demetrius Andre.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
You know,
interesting. We're talking.
I'm not sold on Trout. He's gonna have to prove it to me come December. What is first?
December 1st, MSG, Madison Square Garden, of course, the mecca of boxing and the home of Puerto Rican fighters. When they fight in the garden, all the Ricans come out from all the different boroughs. Old news that is new, Manny Pacquiao to take less money than Floyd Mayweather. I've been saying that for months that he was willing to take less money. He said in the January press release or press conference that he was willing to take less money than Floyd. The bottom line is, how much less is he willing to take? He's willing to say 55-45, but you know that Mayweather's going to crank, you know, going to crank, try to twist his arm a little bit more. Plus, you know, he's got that one man standing in his way. I'm talking about Juan Manuel Marquez, and they're going to fight in December, him and Manny Pacquiao. That's no given that he beats him.
You're right. I think a lot depends on the pay-per-view numbers that they draw. I mean, Pacquiao's got a good dance partner. He's fighting the Mexican, so that's going to help. The question is, you know, do people want to see this fight for a fourth time? I think Manny would concede probably, I don't think he'd go more than 10% difference, you know, because, I mean, he is Manny Pacquiao. I mean, he doesn't necessarily need Floyd, you know, but obviously it's the fight that's the most lucrative. I think Manny, if he's impressive and he, you know, definitively beats Marquez, then, you know, he's kind of, his leverage is better. You know, but
well, I think
10% difference.
You know, I've watched him decline in the last couple of years. I've watched Pacquiao decline. He's no longer throwing combinations. He looked like an asthmatic in need of inhaler before the 12th round. I mean, against Tim Bradley. I mean, he wasn't in great condition. All he was throwing was his money punch, his left hand lead, his left hand cross from the southpaw stance against Tim Bradley. So I wasn't all that surprised when I turned down the sound. And I had Tim Bradley pretty close in that fight, if not even. So the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you know, Manny Pacquiao didn't prepare himself 100%. Had he prepared himself 100%, I think the fight would have been more decisive. And he might even got a stoppage. Who knows? But he's not 100% anymore. And I just don't think that, you know, I watched him against Shane Mosley, except for knocking Shane down that one time. He didn't do anything spectacular. Antonio Margarito is nothing to write home about. Joshua Clotty fought handcuffed. Some people thought that fight was like in the tank, meaning, you know, Clotty was in there for the fix and nothing else. But the bottom line is, Pacquiao, when's the last time he's been truly impressive, Socrates? We're talking with Socrates Palmer, folks, of BoxingTalk.com. It's been a long while, huh?
It's been a while since Margarito, and, you know, that's a couple of years now. I think Manny Pacquiao needs to say, I'm a fighter or I'm a politician. Now, one thing that I heard the other day was that this camp is going to be strictly in Los Angeles with Freddie Roach. So that kind of says, okay, Manny's focusing back on boxing. And I think he just spread himself out too thin. I mean, he's human. Like you said, he's on the decline. He's getting older. His game was always speed, not so much just that eraser having a knockout power. His punching power came from the fact that he was left-handed. And he was hitting you on angles and just with blistering hand speed. He needs to get back to being 100% focused on boxing. And if he is, I think Marquez is going to be in trouble.
Okay, do you think the promotion will be in trouble when the gays picket it? The gays are threatening to picket this fight because of the fact that Manny Pacquiao is alleged to have come out and said some horrendous things about gay males. I mean, you know, listen, we've had PETA, I think the animal rights group protest fights before. I think we've had some domestic violence groups protest fights before involving Mike Tyson when he got out of jail in 1995. Of course, after the Desiree Washington frame job. But I don't think I've ever seen this group at a fight. I don't know. Do you think it's going to happen?
It'd be good extra coverage. If I'm Bob Arum, I'd welcome it because that'll bring more attention to the fight. And, you know, so I don't think that the homosexual factor will affect the pay-per-view numbers. You know, if they do, it'll be what, half of 1%. Not to say that there aren't gay people that like boxing. I'm sure there are. And as we know, Pedro, there's a lot of, you know, there's a few, you know, gays in the closet in boxing. So, okay. You know, I'm not going to, I can't see that having any effect. If I'm Bob Arum, I welcome, you know, the homosexuals picketing because it brings more attention to the fight. But what do you think?
Socrates Palmer, I'm going to let you go with this last thought of mine, okay? Socrates Palmer of BoxingTalk.com, folks. Look, the way I handle this whole gay thing is I was born and raised in San Francisco. I see two gay guys going down the street holding each other's hand. You know what I say to myself, Socrates?
Go ahead.
Two more chicks for me. Got to run, brother.
That's it, brother.
Got to run. Thank you so much for the call. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're still a young man. Uncle Pal, King Isaac. You will never be forgotten, neither of you. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need
to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage
and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com,
offering powerful
investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch. The emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know. But I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
Ah, the tunes of the A-Team bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to mention the passing of somebody else who I forgot a little bit earlier, Manny Pirano. He was a figurehead in Northern California boxing for decades. Of course, he was a man I told you that went over to Sicily to fight Patricio Olivo. Eric Martin did, and Manny Pirano went with him. And then his manager, Eric's manager, Bill Mateo, sent the Sicilians, which were the mafia, a demand letter for an extra $10,000, and the mafia came to the room and threatened Eric Martin and his trainer, Rio Rosa. And the bottom line is it was quite an event. Of course, Bill Mateo at home, but Manny Pirano has passed. God bless you, Manny. You are a pretty darn good guy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. So, as I said earlier, Pacquiao and Marquez going to happen in December, first week of December possibly, or maybe the second Saturday in September, depending on when the month starts. But the bottom line is it will be in December. And, of course, Marquez coming off that majority decision loss last November, in which a lot of people thought he won. And then, of course, Pacquiao losing in June to Tim Bradley in a fight that a lot of people thought he won. So they're both coming off of controversial big fight decisions. Of course, both guys on the losing end. Juan Manuel Marquez, I thought, won that fight. I thought he won the second fight. And the first fight, I thought, was really close. Because, you know, Manny Pacquiao knocked him down like three times in the first two rounds. And then after that, Marquez took him to school. Okay? And when you get taken to school, what I mean by that is you break a professional boxing match down into four criterias: effective aggressiveness, clean punching, ring generalship, and defense. And ring generalship sort of means who's controlling the action. Okay? I thought Juan Manuel Marquez dictated, imposed his will against Manny Pacquiao in at least two of those three fights. But they'll fight again in December of 2012. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Coming up on many of these same Sports Byline Broadcast Network affiliates is Ring Talk MMA. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. I will see you soon.